This is Tomro with the local news about local radio waves for Saturday, January 9th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Scott Waldman at Politico New York reports that the merger of Time Warner Cable and Charter Communications was approved January 8th by the State Public Service Commission. The PSC approved the merger on the condition that the larger company then will improve broadband internet access throughout the state, especially in rural upstate areas and for low-income customers. Altogether, it is a $70 billion merger of Time Warner, Charter, and Bright House networks that create the nation's second largest cable company, with more than 2 million of its 24 million customers in New York. Families who qualify for free or reduced lunches at schools and 50 community centers around New York State would receive free internet under the approval. Read the full story at Politico New York. Philip Grant has this report.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that state police and the Greene County Sheriff's Office are cautioning people about two recent phone scams. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley warned of callers pretending to be representatives of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company. In the scheme, the person calling identifies themselves as a representative of the company and threatens to cut electrical service if the individual does not provide personal information, such as a Social Security number. The scam often targets the elderly. The sheriff's office received multiple complaints in the last week, Seeley said. He said, and I quote, "Central Hudson will never call. They will send letters through certified mail. Do not give any information. Just hang up the phone," end quote. State police further warned to never provide Social Security numbers, banking information, date of birth, or other personal information to anyone over the phone. You can read that full story in the Register Star.
Hilltop Communications has filed a public notice January 8th for an application for renewal of its cable television franchise in the town of Claremont in Columbia County. That means anyone has 10 days from January 8th to file comments with the Public Service Commission about the quality of Hilltop's service in Claremont. Copies of the application are available from the Public Service Commission or Hilltop Communications Incorporated. Comments should be addressed to the Honorable Kathleen H. Burgess, Secretary, New York State Public Service Commission, at the Empire State Plaza, Agency Building 3 in Albany, New York, 12223, and that address is at the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. National Weather Service in Albany predicts there could be sleet and rain early in the morning, turning to rain after 9 a.m., and continuing to rain all day and into the evening into Saturday night with a low around 36 and a high near 40 Saturday. Sunday, the rain continues with a high near 52 and a low around 25. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 28 and a low around 17. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Albany, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and Western Massachusetts.